Welcome to our service for Sunday the 20th of September. Kate is still away during the week. She's back for this weekend, but not back in time to prepare this podcast for us. So it's fallen to me, Chris, again to produce this week's service. We're going to start by singing together Light's Abode, Heavenly Salem. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." So let us turn away from our sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. God, be gracious to us and bless us, and make your face shine upon us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May your ways be known on the earth, your saving power among the nations. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You, Lord, have made known your salvation and reveal your justice in the sight of the nations. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And may the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins, and restore us in his image, to the praise and glory of his name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Having been forgiven by God, we should come now to praise him. I found another setting of the Gloria this week, so I hope you enjoy this one.
Praise. Take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone.
A reading from Exodus chapter 16. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat in the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. In that way I will test them, whether they will follow my instruction or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather on other days." So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "In the evening you shall know it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your complaining against the Lord. For what are we that you complain against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening, and your fill of bread in the morning, because the Lord has heard the complaining that you utter against him, what are we? Your complaining is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the Israelites, 'Draw near to the Lord, for he has heard your complaining.'" And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the Israelites, they looked towards the wilderness, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, 'At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God.' In the evening quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, 'It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat.'" Having heard the story of the Lord providing for the Israelites in the desert, we are called to now sing of the Lord's goodness, and that's our next hymn.
Come, Mary, Virgin, sing of those goodness, heaven is our praise and thanks.
The second reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 20, starting at verse 1.
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire labourers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the labourers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the labourers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first." When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give this to the last. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. This is the Gospel of Christ.
Customer satisfaction is supposed to be one of the key drivers for a successful business. Satisfied customers come back. Satisfied customers recommend the place or service to others. On the other hand, dissatisfied customers can quickly damage an organization's reputation and damage their business. A recent visit to a shop in Somerset saw a sign that read, "If something isn't right, please tell us and not just post negative comments on social media." And what a fickle lot we customers are. Some people are never satisfied and love to have a moan and tell everyone else just how bad things are. Some things never change, do they? Thousands of years ago, people were complaining. Not content that they had been freed from slavery and outright oppression, and that male children were being killed, that working hours were long and conditions terrible, the Israelites now complained they were hungry. "We'd rather go back into slavery and eat rather than be free but hungry." Well, in some ways, I can sympathise. Things never seem good when you're hungry. So they complained. Complained to Moses and Aaron. In turn, Moses and Aaron complained to God. And God answered their need by providing manna, bread from heaven, bread that sustained and fed that hungry people. Enough for all. Yet in the passage later than that which we heard today, when the Israelites tried to gather more manna than they needed, it perished. God provided enough, but not more so, so that the people had to rely on God rather than their own resources for the next day. This is a lesson that today we need to learn and keep on learning. First of all, to trust on God to provide all that we need to live. Now, for those struggling on low or no income, that is still a hard message to hear. Yet, for those of us who do not face such extreme circumstances, we still need to be aware that God provides what we need. We need to be aware of our inclination to want more than we need, just in case God fails us. When we do that, we stop trusting Him and start relying on ourselves, and fall right into the trap of failing to rely on God. It is very likely that as society as a whole has become richer in material things, it has turned away from God simply because relying on Him no longer seems necessary. It's a subtle trap for us all. We're equally able to fall into the trap of equality and fairness. Our sportswomen seek equal prize money with men. Women and ethnic minorities seek equal pay in companies and organisations around the world. Now, what I am not saying is that there is a situation where prize money and pay should favour a few. By no means, as all should be treated equally. However, we can easily set our standards based on I did more than him, so I deserve more. In God's world, what we deserve and what we receive are totally different things. And the parable in Matthew's Gospel attempts to show this. The workers hired in the morning agreed to do a day's work for a day's pay. And the day's pay would have been enough to provide the food needed to feed the worker and his family. The workers hired later in the day still needed a day's pay to provide that food for the family. They were grateful that they'd been hired at all so that they could at least take home something. Yet when the employer settled the wages, he gave everyone a day's pay. All should have been thankful. They each received enough to feed the family. Yet those who had been hired first complained. Oh, we should have had more, they whinged. It's not fair, they said. And perhaps so did we. But we have to look at it from the Master's side, from God's point of view. All were paid. All had enough. No one had too much. No one had an excuse not to rely on the Lord, the Master, for the morrow. Perhaps we should look into our own hearts and see where we seek too much so that others fail to get enough, where our own self-sufficiency distances us from reliance on God and thus experiencing His power on a day-to-day basis. These are things that can take us away from God, take us away from living out the kingdom. We need to be very careful and mindful of all of these things. Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. God of love, we pray for the life of your church throughout the world, especially in those places where persecution persists and where people are ridiculed for their faith. May every congregation be a community of love and every Christian a witness to your grace. Strengthen your church to face the challenges which lie ahead, especially during this time. Be with Archbishops Justin and Stephen and all who lead your people. Confirm them in their ministry and vision. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of mercy, we pray for the life of the world in which we live, especially for those who exercise power and authority in politics, in the media, in industry and commerce, in education. We pray for all who wrestle with their consciences when having to make decisions, especially at this present time of pandemic. We pray too for those who work to keep peace and foster mutual understanding and respect, and for those who teach, heal, and care, giving freely of themselves in the service of others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of creation, we thank you for the beauty of the world in which we live. Help us to enjoy and appreciate the changing seasons. We are reminded that you called us to be stewards of the world. Help us to act responsibly and find ways in which we can help sustain and preserve the earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of compassion, we pray for our church family in Bredsall, Smalley and Morley. We pray for all who are suffering anxiety, for children as they cope with new ways of doing things at school, for students going to university or college, maybe for the first time, for all who are staying at home to protect themselves and others. We pray too for those experiencing the pain of grief and for those who are struggling with sickness, for those on our prayer lists. And in a moment of quiet, we remember those who are known to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, Lord, we pray for one another and for ourselves. May there be within this day quiet moments where we can rest in your presence, sit a while at your feet, be still, and simply listen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we join our prayers together now as we say the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. Collects for the 15th Sunday after Trinity. Lord God, defend your church from all false teaching, and give to your people knowledge of your truth, that we may enjoy eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our final hymn is called Forth in the Peace of Christ. The words may be unfamiliar, but I'm sure you will recognise the tune. The Lord bless us and watch over us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord look kindly on us and give us peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, being among us and remain with us always. Amen.